Good evening, punters, and welcome into another episode of The Tripod, where we break down every NFL game every week from a betting perspective. And last week was an absolute horror show. Losing week for us, and a big one at that. But still, that was only our first losing week of the season, and we're into round 9 now. So current record stands at 24 wins, 15 losses, which is pretty solid in what is a hard sport to handicap the NFL. But going to talk about a few games today because we liked a bunch of sides this week. So pretty much only going to talk about games that we have a best bet on or we have a side bet on. And we have one side bet today, 9 best bets. Let's get it kicked off. Let's start off with the Chicago Bears at the Tennessee Titans. The Bears are catching 6.5 points. The total sitting at 47. I like the Titans here. And I know that the Titans were off the bad loss last week to the Bengals. But you know, Burrow was pretty awesome in that one. I know people can kind of say, you know, the Titans, it's a really bad loss, seeing as there's some O-line issues with, you know, with the Bengals and stuff like that. But the game script kind of got away with them. They like getting up and getting Derrick Henry to just run downhill in that one. I was worried that AJ Brown would be out for this one. He's the Titans' best receiver. He's had a full practice today, which is a good sign. And it's a bad spot for the Bears. Like, they lost in OT last week to the Saints, had to play the full 90 minutes. Nick Foles still looks like absolute garbage, actually. I can't believe that he won Philly a Super Bowl not that long ago. Plus, the Bears are dealing with a bunch of injuries, and the O-line is banged up as all hell. A lot of people in the O-line on the COVID list, so that's not good protection for the Bears, for Foles, and also for a running game that cannot get going at all. So we've got one best bet on the game. It's going to be the Titans laying the 6 points. You'll find that one at $1.84 on Unibet. Let's move on to the Broncos at the Falcons. The Broncos are +4 underdogs. And the total is sitting at 50 points. Now, the Broncos, wowee, another miraculous win last week over the Chargers. And honestly, this Chargers team, I do really wonder when they're going to give up another double-digit lead. And the Broncos with a miracle win in the dying seconds on the final play. I think this might just be a letdown spot for the Broncos. I think they're 3-4. Maybe they do still kind of believe they can make the playoffs. I don't think so. The Falcons obviously off the Thursday night win, so a longer turnaround here. But look, the main talking points here are that the Falcons offense is getting healthier. They've got Julio back. They've got Ridley back. And the defense is getting banged up. Tack McKinley out. Dante Fowler out for this Falcons game. That's their two best defensive ends. I think the Broncos are going to be able to score on the Falcons, and we all know the Falcons can score on essentially anyone. So I think we're going to see a shootout here. So we've gone with the second half total over 23.5 points. You'll find that one at $1.80 on Sportsbet. Moving on to the Lions at the Vikings. The Lions are 4-point dogs, the total 52.5. This one is essentially just a play on the line at the moment, and we have some imperfect information that can pretty much only go the Vikings' way, I believe. So, look, I'll say it right now. We're going to take the Vikings laying the 4 points on Bet365. It ends up being $1.90. But look, Lions missing Kenny Golladay. He's their best receiver. They've missed him a few times this year, and they've looked pretty putrid without him. And I think they're going to miss Matt Stafford for this one. Now, I think this line of -4 is telling us that Matt Stafford is going to play. Because that's what the line was when we thought Matt Stafford would play last week in the look ahead. We knew Golladay would most likely be out. But I think this line is saying Stafford's going to play. I think he doesn't. He's been in the COVID protocol all week long. Hasn't been able to practice with the team. He's been doing Zoom meetings with the coach and the team because he can't be there at practice. So I think he's not going to play. And look, even if he does play, he's not going to be, you know, completely good because he hasn't had the full week of practice with the team. And power ratings-wise, if we're talking about the downgrade from Matt Stafford to Chase Daniels, it's about 4.5 points. So look, honestly, I think that if Chase Daniels is the starting quarterback for the Detroit Lions instead of Matt Stafford this Monday, or this Sunday, then I think this Vikings team is going to be over a 7-point favorite. So we're taking the 4 now, and even if he does play, I still kind of like the 4, but I think there's a hefty chance that we're going to be getting over a touchdown come game time with this Minnesota Vikings team. All right, on to the Texans at the Jags. The Texans are laying 7 points, the total sitting at 50.5. Both teams off a bye, both teams 1-6, so pretty much have both had terrible seasons. Look, no chance of a playoffs for either of these teams, but look, the Texans, they've still got Deshaun Watson, they've still got some pieces there. I don't think they're just going to throw away the season. We kind of know what this Jags team is at the moment. They're tanking, and now they've, you know, gone to Jake Luton, if that's even how you say it, and it's a worry betting on a team where you don't even know how to say the quarterback's name. Obviously, Minshew gone. This is a team that's tanking, no doubt. I don't think Houston are tanking with Deshaun Watson, and I trust them a little bit more to be motivated off this bye week and actually want to win this one. The Texans smoked them last time. I think it's going to be more of the same this time around against the Jags team that doesn't even want to win at the moment, and you can kind of see that bring in Luton instead of Minshew. So we're going to lay the 6.5 points with the Texans. You're going to find that one at $1.86 on Sportsbet. On to the Giants at Washington. Now, this is a garbage game. We don't have a best bet on it, but I do want to talk about it because we have a side bet on it, a $200 side bet. I like the Skins. Oh, shoot, sorry. I like the Washington football team. Jacob likes the Giants. The line is 2.5. The Giants are underdogs. The total sitting at 43. Now, the Giants won this matchup when they played about a month ago. We all remember that one. It was a one-point game. Washington went for two at the end. So we've got some revenge in terms of Washington for that one. Giants 1-7, Washington 2-5. Neither of these teams are making the playoffs. And look, you can argue that the Giants might be the side in this one. You know, they haven't been bad lately. They had the one-point win over Washington, obviously, it was a few weeks back. Then you have a one-point loss to the Eagles, which, you know, you could say isn't a terrible loss. And you have a two-point loss to the Bucks on Monday night. That's a decent two-point loss. But I do wonder when that's going to catch up to them. All these close losses are a little bit deflating for this team. I also think that Washington's stats are a little bit suppressed because, I mean, they had Dwayne Haskins in there for the first bit of the season. He is horrific. Kyle Allen's looked way better since he's taken over, so I think those Washington stats are a little bit suppressed. You're also getting Washington off the bye, off a confidence-boosting win over the Cowboys. I don't think they're tanking. Giants off the short week. I think it's a better spot for Washington. I think they're the better team. They've got the fourth-rated defense in the league, according to DVOA, and you're getting some revenge from the game a few weeks ago. So I'm happy to lay the 2.5 at home for Washington. Jacob's taking the other side, and that's going to be our first and only side bet for week 9 in the NFL. Let us know in the comments who you agree with. I've been taking a little bit of money off Jacob lately, so you could argue that I'm on a streak, but you could also argue that he is due. Let's get on to the Seahawks at the Buffalo Bills. This one should be a cracking game. The Seahawks are 3-point favorites at the Bills. Total of 55, so they're expecting a few points in this one. So the Seahawks last week, obviously, we saw that win over the 49ers, and while it was a very impressive win, I think it should have been an even bigger margin, really. They won by 10 points there, but that game was definitely over at halftime. I think the scoreboard kind of flattered the 49ers with some late TDs. So that was a pretty cruisy game for the Seahawks side, but let's take into account also that, you know, even though that was an easy game last week, they had a battle the week before against the Vikings and then the OT, 2 weeks ago, and then the overtime with the Cardinals. So reasons to like the Seahawks would be that you're getting Jamal Adams back for this one, which is a huge boost for the defense. He's been out for quite some time. But I think there's a few more reasons to dislike the Seahawks in this one. Still no Chris Carson. Still no Carlos Hyde, so you're still rolling with DJ Dallas, who did score a couple of TDs, one on the ground, one through the air last week. But they're signing guys up from the practice. They're bringing guys up from the practice squad, so that running back depth, which we thought was very deep, is now all of a sudden not very deep. Now for the Bills, people are going to say that wasn't a great win against the Pats team last week, and yes, it wasn't. It wasn't that convincing, but I thought that the Pats played pretty well, and the spot for the Pats, I thought, was basically their Super Bowl. I mean, they were playing to stay in contention in the division, keep their season alive. I think that was the home run spot for the Pats, and they played like it and just came up short. But I do think that the Bills could have won that game by a few more points if things went their way a little bit. And I also like the spot for this Bills team. They've basically been home for an entire month. It's cross-country travel for the Seahawks in what is basically the furthest you have to fly in the NFL. So we like the Bills in this one. And our bet is going to be the Bills plus 3.5. You'll find it at $1.83 in the Sportsbet other markets. I just want to explain that one real quick, because if you'll go to Sportsbet, you'll see that the normal line that they have is $1.93 for the Bills plus 3. But if you go to other markets, it's worth it to pay the 10 cents juice, take it down from $1.93 to $1.83, and get the plus 3.5 instead of the plus 3. 3 is the most common number that the game lands on in the NFL. And when a team is favored by 3 points, it lands there about 10% of the time. So it's worth paying for the hook there. Let's move on to the Raiders at the Chargers. The Raiders are catching 1 point. The total is 51.5. The Raiders had, I know it's an ugly win, 16 points to 6 against the Browns last week. But that is a huge win to keep their season alive. They're playing for essentially a wild card spot because the Chiefs are going to win that division. But they're basically in a wild card battle with the Browns, who they just beat last week. Browns were 5-2 before that game. Raiders were 3-3. Now, you know, you're 4-3 as the Raiders, and I think you truly believe that you're a playoff team. In contrast, the Chargers are 2-5, and I don't know how much more that they can take. An absolute dream crusher, another dream crusher for the Chargers. A last second touchdown for the Broncos to get the lead against the Chargers there. And now that's the fourth double-digit lead that this Chargers team has given up this season alone. So I don't know how much more they can take of this. It's a bad spot for the Chargers. They're coming off the altitude in Denver. Still no fans in Chargers Stadium. So, you know, no home field advantage, essentially. I mean, the Chargers are used to playing in front of no fans. And sometimes people say, you know, oh, if the Chargers are playing in an empty stadium, it's actually an advantage to them because they never get any fans anyway. Well, the Raiders also aren't having any fans in the stadium this year. So I call that a wash. I think the Raiders are the better team here. I know they've had a few injuries, but Josh Jacobs and Jonathan Abrams, the safety, full participants at practice today. So they're getting healthier. And I think I'm getting the better team, a team that actually believes there's still a chance for the playoffs, against a team that has to be deflated coming off a rough spot in altitude in Denver. So we're going to be rolling with the Raiders in this one. And I think the best play is catching the hook in the first half. So Raiders plus a half in... Oh, sorry. That should say first half. My bad. In the graphics, if you guys are watching on YouTube or on our Facebook channel. Raiders plus a half a point in the first half. That is $1.84 on Unibet. The next best one, $1.80 on Bet365. Let's move on to the Dolphins at the Cardinals. The Dolphins are plus 4.5 points. The total is 49. And boy, did the Dolphins shock everyone, including us last week. They absolutely thumped the Rams. But let's look at this game. You know, 4 TDs, 28 points. The Finn's defense is what did it. Everyone was excited to see Tua in his first NFL game. He didn't have to do anything. He threw for like 100 yards. The Rams had, you know, way more first downs. They had tripled the first downs that the Dolphins had and 300 more yards. If you look at that stat, if you look at the stat box, you said, oh my God, well, the Rams absolutely thumped them. No, because there were four TDs. One was a punt return TD. You never see that in the NFL, hardly ever. One was a fumble return touchdown. One was a fumble return, nearly a touchdown again, went all the way to the 1 yard line. The only legitimate touchdown that they scored with the offense was a short drive, a 33-yard drive for a TD. So despite the Dolphins stepping up defensive-wise last week, we're still not quite sure how good Tua is. Also, the first game away that he's going to have to play as a rookie. Now, it's not super hostile environment, obviously, because Arizona's still only letting 4,200 fans in the stadium. But you know, this Finn side, you can say, like, Tua didn't have to do much last week. We don't quite know how good he is. Let's lean on the run game. That's not easy either. Miles Gaskin's been placed on the IR. Two other running backs also injured. So we don't even know who the starting running back for the Dolphins is even going to be. It's probably going to be Jordan Howard, who is shit. So Tua's going to have to be asked to do a lot more with the offense. The Cards are actually, despite what people think, a decent defensive team. They send the blitzers often. I think it's going to take Tua by surprise here. On the getting onto the Cards, I think it's a nice spot for them too. They're 5-2, which no one thought they would be at this point in the season. And they're coming off the bye. Plus, they're coming off the biggest confidence-boosting win ever. It's an overtime comeback win against the Seahawks. You're all hyped up. Now you get to have the bye. You still believe in your season. So I do think that the Cards get it done here. And we've found some absolute cracking best bets. And that's why we're taking two best bets for this game. We're taking the Cardinals laying 3.5 points. That's $1.86 on Sportsbet. Once again, you'll find that in the other market section of Sportsbet. I think the price is 2 cents higher in there. We're also going to take the Cardinals laying 2.5 points in the first half. That's $1.83 on Sportsbet. Now, once again, a little trick here. You'll go to the first half markets. You'll see the line for the first half. I believe it's -3. If you scroll down a little bit further on Sportsbet, you'll find a second market for the first half, and that one will be your -2.5 in the first half at $1.83. So not easy making money sports betting. Sometimes you have to put in a little bit of extra work. Let's get to what should be the game of the round, I guess. The Saints at the Bucks. Saints are +4.5 points. The total is 50.5. The last game we saw, essentially, was the Bucks squeaking by the Giants on Monday night. So, yes, it is a shorter turnaround for this Bucks team, but I think that the Giants got a little bit closer than they probably should have in that one. Meanwhile, the Saints are coming off that full 90-minute OT game, which I was saying before, which, honestly, they probably should have lost that one. I know a lot of stadiums, you know, aren't having that many fans in there. You know, Miami's different. It's different over there. Oh, sorry, Florida's different over there. 16,000 fans allowed in Bucks Stadium. So it's getting a bit more towards a proper home field advantage here for the Bucks. And look, I think the Bucks are pretty legit, honestly. Tom Brady looks decent. You know, Fournette's had a resurgence. They're getting, you know, Antonio Brown this week. They're hopeful Chris Godwin should be back from that finger injury. And I don't like what I'm seeing out of this Saints side. Like, not super impressive at all. The last 3 weeks have all been 3-point wins for the Saints, and two of them have come in overtime. None of them against a legit team, essentially. And now you've got the shoulder injury to Breeze, you've got Kamara banged up, you've got Michael Thomas banged up, all limited in practice. They'll probably be all fine to go, but, you know, fully healthy, I still think this Bucks team is better. And this Saints team is not fully healthy, that's for sure. So, you know, I like the Bucks in this one. I think they should be able to get the job done. We're not taking the full line. We're taking one that we found that's a little bit better as well. It's the same deal. It's the Bucks laying 2.5 points in the first half. You'll find it at $1.80 on Sportsbet. Same as the Cardinals game. Scroll down to the second market of the first half. So you'll see the first half market, keep scrolling, and you'll get to -2.5 at $1.80. That's going to do it. I think that was 9 best bets and a side bet. So thanks again for tuning in, guys. Hopefully we don't lose all 9 bets, and that'll move us to 24-24 on the season, which would not be ideal. But thanks once again for tuning in to our Week 9 NFL preview. We're actually going to be back tomorrow, Sunday night, to preview Game 2 of State of Origin. Maybe Queensland can actually go up 2-0, which would be a crazy result after they were 10-point underdogs in the first game. So we're going to have that Sunday, and then next Thursday we're going to have an Origin recap, and we're also going to get Jake Humphrey on the pod to talk about some of his tennis betting. He's been absolutely crushing it in the Tripod group as of late on his tennis bet. So cheers for tuning in, guys. Always gamble responsibly, and we will see you guys tomorrow night. See you then.